If the job of government at any level is about anything, it is to ensure a fair, level playing field for all. Isn't that what laws and regulations are all about? By assessing all of us for what is our fair share of tax duty for the services that government provides, and then to turn around and have someone else, an outside entity no less, pay something less than existing residents and businesses is not fairness. This is called payment in lieu of taxes, or a pilot, P-I-L-O-T. This is a direct government subsidy to a private business. The excuse is that this new project will provide more benefit to the taxpayers. Really, according to who? Why, the entity asking for the tax break, of course. That is what the 200 plus page proposal is all about. Guesses.
With Peckham Industries, is first of all, you guys have done a great, you know, everybody up here has done a great job presenting tonight. I think it's been very factual. I think it'll be up to the legislature to figure out the facts and to separate the wheat from the chaff and make sure that what they're charged with and their responsibilities, that their feet are held to the fire, and they'll only gather that through the information of their experts. And it sounds like they've got some very qualified ones up here. I've worked with several of them, and I know Paul, Renee, folks like that will certainly hold their feet to the fire. So with that said, Great Wolf as a developer, and Great Wolf and the developer have chosen Greene County as their site of choice. This project is a unique opportunity for Greene County. Where an extremely competitive business environment, other municipalities are vying for these same opportunities and the jobs and the tax base that they bring. I strongly support the project and urge the legislator to review all relevant facts and consult the necessary experts in order to make an informed decision. If the evidence says that this is a viable project, I urge the legislators to do everything in their power to expedite this project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Bob Knighton. I'm a resident of the town of New Baltimore. I just want to make a couple of points. The first is that investing in infrastructure is a very important responsibility of government. And particularly when we're in difficult economic times like we are now, government needs to step up to the plate to provide the infrastructure that's going to allow new businesses to come in. We can't afford to continue with the tax base that we now have. We have to expand that tax base. And if that means we have to invest or allow other people to get bonds to invest in infrastructure, then that's something that's a responsibility of the legislature to see that that happens. And the second point I want to make is about pilots. A number of people have mentioned pilots, and judging from the applause when they criticize pilots, it seems that that's really striking a chord. Pilots are a part of the rules of the game that we're playing by. It's like being in a basketball game and saying, I don't like the three-point rule, so we're just not going to take those points. If we want to succeed in this economic development game, we have to play by the rules of the game, and that's part of the rules. If you don't like pilots, it's really an issue that ought to be taken up with the state legislature and with the governor. That's who sets the rules. The idea that we don't play by those rules and let the development go someplace else just doesn't make sense to me. Thank you.
I do want to expand on what Patty Handel had to say earlier about the fact that when Great Wolf comes into an area, business does decline in other hotels, motels, resorts, bed and breakfasts. It's a proven fact. It's in your economic feasibility study. What I really want to emphasize is we really need help in the rest of the county. If this project goes through on 9W, 1/4 mile off the throughway exit, everything west of 9W is going to suffer. We need help from the legislature, we need help from the IDA, we need help from anybody we can to help the businesses and the rest of the county that are going to suffer from the effects of this Great Wolf Lodge if it goes through. Okay, I just want to take a few minutes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.